Now, something we do every Tuesday. If you've just finished one book and you're thinking, I wonder what my next one could be, well, Catherine Lana's with us from Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge. She's got a couple of reads for us today, one for adults and one for young adults, but both, of course, really for any of us who want to read them. Afternoon, Catherine.
Hello.
So we've got Sweet Cares by William Boyd and we've got The Longbow Girl by Linda Davies. So which do you want to start with?
We'll go for the William Boyd first of all, I think.
Okay.
So it's Sweet Caress and it's well, it's a hardback. I'm sorry that I've chosen a hardback because I know that they're quite expensive and they can be quite heavy to hold.
Get them from the library, though.
Well, yes, you can, yes. They might be on a list for this one. I think, and also, I think it's quite a treat to read a hardback. And I think this is worth the investment, this book, for a number of reasons, which we'll perhaps go on to. And also, Christmas isn't far away.
Yeah, I know. Even I've started thinking ahead.
So it's a new book from William Boyd. He's very popular with so many people for all the different types of books that he's written. And with this one, he's done something rather different again. He's added photographs to his story. So the book is an account of a woman's life at the turn of the 20th century. She's called Amory Clay, and we're introduced to her as a child and then taken through her life and her career, experiencing the changes in society just as she does. And well, we begin with Amory as a child, and she's not particularly happy. She doesn't remember much about her father, except that he's away a lot. And then when her time at boarding school is cut short, she decides to break away and start her life anew. So she turns to her uncle for inspiration and affection, and she follows him into a career of photography. So she goes to work picturing society women. And she could have had quite a steady income taking portraits of these women, but she wants something more. And her desire to push boundaries, well, it gets a little bit controversial. She achieves a name and a reputation for her work that proves a little difficult. But she perseveres and she remains true to her ideals, and she travels to Europe and then also later to Vietnam, and she records the wars, the World War and also in Vietnam. And all through, her single-mindedness wins her loyal friends and lovers too. So it's a straightforward account, really, of an imagined life, of what a life would be if it's lived to the full. And he does it in such an engaging way that I was completely enthralled by her and her relationships and her achievements and her decisions. But what is unusual about this book is that the narrative has been interspersed with these photographs. And he's introduced them, supposedly, as being those taken by the character of Amory. So she's the professional photographer and these are examples of her work. But in reality, they're collected by the author, William Boyd, over many years, and they were photographs that had been given to him by friends or randomly purchased from junk shops. So they're quite intriguing. And I have to say, I wasn't entirely convinced that they were all from Amory's life or her portfolio of work. But they did cause me to engage quite differently with the story, with the novel. And I was often left pondering them. You know, you get to the page and you see a picture and you just stop and think about it and then go on with reading. So it really punctuates the book.
I had a little book. I mean, I haven't read the book, but I had a little browse just to see what people had been saying about it. And I gather quite a lot of the names of the people in the book are real.
That's
but
right.
I'm assuming that Amory Clay is not.
No. And the interesting thing about William Boyd as well is he's pushing the boundaries himself. And he's been quoted in interviews and things saying that he wants to make fiction seem so real that you forget it's fiction.
Yeah.
And I suppose he is blurring the lines a little bit because he's using real people from history, familiar names in photography and in real events. So it makes you know, wonder who is real and who isn't. So it's questioning all the way through. But it is really fascinating. It's an intriguing book.
Well, you've got me wanting to read it. And it made me think as well, maybe getting nearer to Christmas will get you to put together maybe a Christmas book list, because that's it's one of those things, isn't it? You'd love to buy someone a book maybe, but you want to make sure you get a good book, so maybe
that's
we should
right.
do that.
It's lovely to get a book, isn't it? But, and particularly if somebody has chosen it very carefully, so
yeah. Yeah, I'm so disappointed. You know, if I never get a book at Christmas, it's quite a disappointment to me, I have to say.
Yes, it's definitely a lovely
You must be the hardest person to buy for. I would never buy you a book. You'll have read them all, unless you've got a list of the ones you want.
Yes, I have to write them up myself.